from this change, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, the hospitals have not been as aggressively pushing this in public, but I think that they have certain concerns about alienating members of the physician community. But you're absolutely correct that that hospitals would benefit from these provisions because they would then be able to further capture these services. What will happen is that if the efforts of the physicians in Congress is not successful, it is actually going to force more and more doctors into employment with hospitals. See, right now,
right.
I'm an independent doctor, Jeff. You know who I
right.
work for? I work for the patient. I don't work for
right.
an insurance company. I don't work for a hospital. I don't work for the government. I don't work for a bureaucrat. I work for the patient. I answer to the patient. And if the patient doesn't like what I say or what I do, he has the ability to go to another doctor. But, you know, if a hospital system or an insurance carrier or anybody has a monopoly in the market, then where does the patient go if they're not satisfied with their care? The answer is nowhere. So when you have a situation where the doctor is answering to the patient, because the patient ultimately is the consumer of health care and controls
yes.
what's going on in his or her body, that, I think, is really the best way to go ahead and practice medicine. Where the patient and physician are partners in the relationship, can work together and determine where can you go ahead and provide the service at the best access, the most satisfactory outcome, and at the lowest cost.
And I would just add this, also it would be much quicker for the patient to get these tests, right? If you're centralizing these types of services in hospitals, aren't there going to be more delays? Is it going to be more troublesome for patients to get these services?
Well, Jeff, you know, I would put it to all your listeners. If any of you have had the opportunity to go to an emergency room and compare the waiting times in an emergency room with the waiting times
right.
in a physician's office, now, that's not to say that doctors are always on time. You know, even myself, sometimes I'm guilty of being a little bit behind schedule. But the reality of the situation is, you are much, much more likely to go ahead and get in and out in a timely fashion in a doctor's office than you are in an emergency room. And you're much more likely to go ahead and be able to get the type of specialty services immediately when you need them. Now, that's not to say that hospitals and emergency rooms don't definitely have a role. Obviously, doctors need hospitals, patients need hospitals, hospitals need doctors, you know. This should all be a partnership. We should all be working together to improve healthcare outcomes and reduce costs. What we don't need is a top-down legislative action that tries to dictate the market by legislative fiat. What we need
right.
is to go ahead and work together to develop real solutions so that the services can be provided where they are at the greatest convenience to the patient, that has the that results in the best possible outcomes at the lowest possible cost.
And doctor, shouldn't the market be dictated by the patient as opposed to the government? I mean, isn't that the best outcome in healthcare, that the patient is the driver, not the government?
Well, I think from a personal standpoint, and I'll ask you the question, Jeff. If you had a healthcare problem, would you want to make your own choice, or would you want a government bureaucrat to be making that choice for you?
I like to make choices myself, doctor, and I think I make choices in my own best self-interest. I don't trust government bureaucrats. I really don't.
Well, you know, the thing of the matter is, the point is that it's not that people aren't well-intentioned. I don't think that anybody is seeking to go ahead and harm anyone, but the problem is that the healthcare delivery market marketplace is so complicated that when you go ahead and try to apply these very broad brushstrokes, it can have very unintended consequences. And
right.
what we're seeing is, like, let me give you a for example. A couple of years ago, the government noticed that the expenditures for certain types of cardiology examinations were going up. So what happened is that they made it illegal for cardiologists to perform those services in the office. So what happened is that cost the cardiologist so much money that a huge percentage of them have had to sell their practices. So now those exact same services, and they sell their practices to hospitals. So now those exact same services are now being performed in a hospital-based setting at a 75% higher cost. So all that happened is that with this idea that we're going to go ahead and control utilization of a single service, utilization did not, in fact, go down to any significant degree, and the costs have absolutely skyrocketed. So, again, this is the problem that happens when you try to go ahead and apply broad, top-down solutions to very complex problems. And, again, this is where we have to recognize and applaud the physician leadership, because they understand the dynamics. Who understands the dynamics of delivering health care better than people that actually deliver the health care?
So exactly.
I'm hoping, just as you said, that the balance of the membership of the House defer to the doctors in the House of Representatives, led by these gentlemen from Louisiana, as well as, I should also mention the chairman who started circulating the letter, which is Congressman Phil Rowe from Tennessee. He's been a great supporter of independent medicine as well. And I'm hoping that that they defer to the experts in the area and let doctors determine what is the best medicine.
Doctor, listen, I want to thank you for sharing this vital information with our listeners. I want to support your efforts. We're going to link to this on our podcast page, encourage people to support the work of our three physician representatives. They're 17 members in this coalition of the Physicians Caucus, and three outstanding members here in Louisiana.
Well, there,
Charles Bustani, Bill Cassidy, and John Fleming.
On the letter. So most of the Physician Caucus signed on. There were a couple of members that didn't for some other reasons, but I think that the physicians, even the ones that didn't sign on, are really in support of this as well. But we had 17 signatories, and as I said, three of them were from the great state of Louisiana.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Great to have you on the program, and certainly we're going to be following this issue very, very closely and supporting your efforts, and I think it's best for the patients in this country. All right, we're going to take a brief time out. We'll come back and wrap it up today. We've had a busy program, a lot going on. We'll try to squeeze in a few quick calls. It's Ringside on WGSO. Jeff Carrier with you. We'll be right back.